All right, Bilo, we're live.
Good evening. How you doing?
How's it going? Good. How you doing, Bilo?
You know, another night. You know, today is Tuesday, December 17th. We were supposed to record Wednesday, December 18th. But again, you had to move it because we always do it on time when we say we're going to do it, when we never do it.
When again, we're going to do it because the audience doesn't care. The audience is going to be listening to this on Thursday, December 19th. So it doesn't matter when the fuck we're recording.
Well, it's relevant for anything that we talk about.
Yeah, well, you hope. Well, it doesn't matter. If there's late-breaking news, you think the two of us can actually get together and sit down and record a podcast? That'll never happen.
Well, you never know. It could be something so significant and important.
What's significant and important is that this is our last podcast of 2019. Why are you farting on the podcast again?
I'm not farting. I'm wiping my board.
So it's the last podcast of the year for you and I.
I know. Well, it's only the last podcast of the year because you can't make time to record next week.
No, it's the holidays. Neither one of us is going to sit down. We're not recording on fucking...
I have some time. We should have done a New Year's podcast to talk about things we hope to accomplish in the new year and reflect upon the previous year, make note of them, and then next year, see what we did on our list. Like, well, see, something like that would be creative.
Now, if you followed the host fucking sequence, like if you followed my T-blog shit to the podcast stuff, you will know that Monday I will be airing my 2019 grievances of the things.
I know, but see, that's like, something that would have been better if we had done it together. Like, see, like the interaction when there's two of us on here, it's like more entertaining, and we could have both aired our grievances, and we could have had a little bell, and we could have said, "My first grievance is dong." We could have passed a virtual poll.
Well, here's my thing. This is your last podcast. I wanted you to do what you wanted with 2019. I wanted you to talk about the things that you enjoyed, what you want to do in 2020. This is your wrap up to get going.
I don't even have anything written down.
You don't have to. I want it to be impromptu. I wanted to get you an honest reaction. This is what we do here. So what I want to do is obviously do our topics. I want to go through the formula. I want to do the streak. So get the phone ready to figure out the streak. I want to go into Strictly Dickly. And then I'm going to get into B-Lo and T get topical. And I'll position it around the year end 2019 and the beginning of 2020. So as you do that, as we let the audience know one last time in 2019, will we be able to continue in 2020? But for the last time in 2019, our Snapchat streak of whatever days it is that we started way back when, that we went 404 days, we're looking to get to 405 and fucking retire this thing. As long as we don't mess it up and have to start over again, as of this recording, as of this airing, December 19th, 2019, how many days is the streak?
We have 91 days.
91 days? It's not bad. We're almost at 100.
Yeah, but I'm a little upset with the quality of your texts. I mean, your snaps.
Well, this is something that I wanted to get into in today.
This is one of my grievances. One of my grievances.
Eric, so what do you expect of me in the Snapchat? What do you want?
No. What do you want me to do? That in the new year. We're going to do what we expect for the new year. That's going to be the new year's rendition of this thing.
Well, my commitment, my addition to Snapchat when it was you and I or the Kunt Club, with the third person that Sherman named Nameless, I came at that when we first started a couple of years ago from my old type of humor. Angry, sarcastic, ironic, cynical. You know, I would come in there and I would have these characters and I would go in there just to really bust both your balls, then bust your balls. And then I would just do what I had to do. But as the year came to an end, when I went through last year and then this year being a happier person, I don't have that in me to go at you guys the way I used to. So I can't do those types of snaps anymore.
Well, I'm happy that you have matured, to be honest with you. So that's why I think the snap streak, that's why I told you I won't do it anymore, because it's just lost. We've grown, we've matured, we moved on, we need to find something else. And in 2020, I have some new things that I want to start doing and bringing to this podcast.
Yeah, you let me know first.
We shall talk about them when 2020 comes.
We're going to plan. We're going to plan off the air. We're not doing it live on the air. We will plan accordingly, like real people do. So here's it where you can't have it both ways. You can't come at me and say, well, I don't have a list and should do this stuff. Because meanwhile, you don't want to properly plan and market and share the podcast and do your part and come up with the formula off the air. We actually in 2020 need to sit down once a week before we sit to record. And that's my ask of you. You need to commit to that.
I can't even get you to sit down once a week to record a podcast. Never mind once a week to record a podcast.
I'm here.
And then once a week to plan
sit
a
down.
Podcast.
I can't even get you to send me fucking ideas when I ask for them because you have attention deficit disorder. So as much as you don't like my snap videos anymore, when I ask you, Bilo, what's the topic? Can you send me stuff? What response do I get? Here's an air fryer. Whoa. Here's me at the airport.
Speaking of attention deficit disorder.
Here we go. There you go. Right off topic.
My friend Jessica, man, I've never thought I would meet somebody who has ADHD more than you.
More than you.
But
fuck
damn,
face.
Damn, man. This is like ADHD. I actually said, you need to get some meds. But it's good because you can actually like, once you learn how the ADHD works or the ADD, you can actually, you know, conveniently change topics.
Do you know how yours works? So you didn't conveniently change that topic because I am intelligent enough to bring it right back to what I said. You with your mental fucking head is I need you to commit to topics and send them to me on Snapchat, which you cannot do. So
well,
you
sometimes
learn
it's like we talked about, okay, we'll do topics. Let's see, this is, we'll do topics. Happy holidays to you and to all the listeners on this
like
upcoming
that.
Holiday season.
How are your holidays
Happy
Kwanzaa, going?
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
I haven't started yet.
The other one.
But how has – so that's something – all right, let's go. Strictly Dickly – this is going to be a mix of Strictly Dickly and Bilo and Tiga Topical. Holidays haven't officially started, but it's the holiday season. Well, Thanksgiving technically they have, so we're in between. How are your holidays going, one? Two, I want to talk to you about dating and being in relationships during the holidays. So first of all, Bilo, please tell me as your friend, how is everything going? How are you feeling right now during this time of the year? Stressed? Are you happy? Are you festive?
I'm feeling well. I'm doing well. I have to go out and get a couple Christmas gifts. I haven't had the opportunity to do so. Everyone's talking about how the six less days, shopping days between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And it does have a shorter period of time, but also with everything that I've been doing, I could have purchased stuff, I guess, online and had them delivered, but I didn't have the opportunity with, you know, my schedule where I've been, you know, moving all over the place.
I'm surprised you didn't do that, though, like find a way to go on Amazon and do it.
To be honest, I didn't have much time. So now I'm going to – I mean, I know what I'm getting. And then a couple of things I'll have to kind of figure out. But, no, I'm doing rather well. The holiday – I do all right with the holidays. I'm more relaxed now in the holidays than I've ever been. Thanksgiving is the top killer holiday that I love. All you do is meet, sit together, eat, and drink, and be happy. No pressure. Christmas has changed for me as well significantly to where, you know, I do what I want to do and I'm happy with what I do. I don't stress. I buy things for people that I want to buy things for. I buy them what I want to buy them and I don't worry about anything else. And I'm not saying that in a nonchalant,
no,
cavalier, arrogant kind of way. It's just I've learned that I do things for me and the joy that I can bring to people versus stressing if somebody doesn't like something or not like something. But the gifts that I do give people, I put a lot of thought into. I buy gifts for people that are close to me enough to where I know what they like and hopefully they can appreciate it and surprise them.
So tell the audience, be honest, I know you usually are, but think about this for a second because some people may react one way or another. Does Bilo like to give or does Bilo like to receive during this time of the year?
Yeah, funny. I've always been this way and I always will be this way. I do not like to receive gifts. I do not like to receive anything from anybody. I prefer to give people gifts, but also when it comes to gift giving, I try and I've learned, I'm at a different point. I put thought into it. So if somebody gives me something, I don't want something that somebody can just buy, pick up and give to me because we're in a rush. You know, we talked about the whole gift card thing or something like that. Right, something that somebody does that they demonstrated they put thought into. Again, I'd rather take a handwritten card over a store-bought card any day because somebody took the time and have to put into it. Now, granted, don't get me wrong, I've had people give me gift certificates because they're like, well, you know what? You said that this was your favorite restaurant, or you had something here, and I want you to go get what you want. You know what I'm saying? Like if they put thought, conscious thought into it, and say, okay, well, here's a Best Buy gift card.
you know, go to Best Buy. But if they find like a unique one of place to give you a gift card or a gift certificate or something, that's good. But I prefer not anybody to give me anything.
How do you feel about people? Again, we talked about the franchise restaurants, but something different. How do you feel? Because I live in the city. A lot of people I think like about me is that I already been to a restaurant before they have and I give my take. How do you feel like receiving a gift card to a restaurant you never been to before, but someone, and again, if you value their opinion, is like, no, I've been there. It's phenomenal. Like, do you trust that? Like, do you feel obligated you have to go and tell them eventually that you went there, or would you rather just go at any restaurant at your own speed? Because some people like, so-and-so gave it to me.
I would do it because I like to try new things. I like new adventures and new experiences. And again, if somebody, it goes with what I was just saying. If somebody says, hey, I went to this place that was really good, I thought you enjoy it because I like, know you like to go out to eat. Like I said, those, it's anything that provides thought, you know, has more value, more weight. But if somebody gave me a gift certificate or a gift card, a gift certificate, I don't have a gift card, it's a gift certificate to a restaurant. I don't know. I appreciate it more as long as it's not like, you know, inconvenient.
Yeah,
you know, like if I live in California, to give me a gift certificate to a restaurant in New York City, and I don't frequent New York City, then that's kind of bad. But if I frequent New York City and you know that, and you give me one, then that's okay. So I'm not saying inconvenient, like, oh, I have to do something, but no, I like to do stuff like that. It forces me to get out.
Let me tell you, and again, hopefully you come into the city. So one, I would love to have seen you in person before the holidays. I don't think we're going to get to that. Because I appreciate you as my friend and co-host and somebody's very close to my life. But two, when you do finally come back into the city, whenever it is, whether it's with me or on your own, Mastro's. Mastro's is from California. They're a steak place. They got one in the Seaport in Boston. I went with my girl. We're going to go back. It is phenomenal. You would really like Mastro's. My girlfriend. Here we go again. People know this is how I talk. I'm from Eastie. I don't know your terminology.
I know, I'm just telling
you. Hold on. When are you ever going to be comfortable enough again to call someone your girl or your girlfriend? Is that her now texting you? Like, when the fuck are you going to do that? That's something you avoid. So you can't criticize me on what I'm willing to share when you're over there, like, backing yourself up into a corner. Because you don't have somebody, or do you, B-Lo, that you want to give some sort of a fucking title to. So don't be as critical, because I don't know what you call any significant others unless I start giving them fucking nicknames. And we've gone down that road, Mary, the mutual friend, and now we're going down fucking, I don't know, Jessica, the fucking Jones. I don't know how you want to go down that road. And I don't even know what to call my girlfriend, Mermaid, Ariel. Well,
first of all,
let's go. Let's bring this home. Let's bring this home.
I have significant others when I may or may not.
I'm not saying shit.
Listen,
I'm just saying you need to get comfortable enough to, like, what would you say? I don't even know.
It's not like the ownership type. It's just like when people say my employees. They're not your employees unless you own the company. They're your coworkers, or my staff, or my this, staff, or my that.
They report into you.
They're not your staff. They're the people that work for you.
No, you don't. You don't. Or
the people that report.
Don't say that.
They're not your people. You don't own people.
That's how you're interpreting it. Nobody's saying they own anyone. They don't own a significant other. They don't own somebody that's on their team.
When you say my girl, my boy, does she say my boy?
She said, no, but girls usually don't say that though. My man, she says my man. There you go. She also put something up.
Your woman.
In her story one time that I brought her something back to the house after I was out at a holiday function recently.
Her story where?
On one of her social media outlets. And she was like, get you a boy.
Tell her to add me.
Because she despises you. Get you a boy that brings you, like, you know, pizza Regina.
Despises
like that.
You? Has she been listening to this for the year? I'm the one that shaped you to be the man that you are.
I don't deny that. Speaking of despises,
tell her, one, she needs to add me to these social media things so I can take a look at them.
You need to create a B-Lo account. I don't want it to be personal. Where is the B-Lo account that we've been talking about?
I have the B-Lo Instagram account that I created, but we never posted
it. Launch it.
But speaking of despising, did you know Star Wars is coming out this week?
Hold on a second. Let's stay on topic here, okay? I need you to create that B-Lo account.
She despises me, and it's all over this whole
Star Wars. We'll get into it, because we'll talk about that. It's your year-end wrap-up. In 2020, you need to get the B-Lo Instagram update. Can you commit to doing that?
Yes.
Okay. Therefore, now I'm blowing up the T Podcast Instagram. I'm putting polls up there. I need you to reshare that stuff. We got to get that in sync. So as we talk for our business plan, when we brainstorm in the upcoming weeks, These are the one of the things I need you to do. Okay, below the co-host, can you do that?
Yeah.
All right. And then once you get below up and running, your brand, I will have people add you. But again, she may need to create an account because I'm not going to have her be one of the only female followers and then people can figure out who she is. And I don't need that fucking type of anguish in my life. But
now, just tell her to add me, or add me if you listen still, so that I can take a look at these stories.
I think you two are going to need more time together in person before that goes down that road because, again, the whole Star Wars thing, which she does not want to watch or have any desire to. I, during the holidays, I told you, I'm going to binge The Mandalorian. But before that, yes, the last Skywalker. Is it The Last Skywalker or The Rise of Skywalker? What the fuck is it?
You don't even know. I'm not even talking to you anymore.
No, what is it again? Seriously, I actually just slipped my mind.
It's not The Last Skywalker.
What is it?
What do you think? Going to do something like
Last what? You have to look. You don't even know the fucking title.
I'm looking up.
What's it anything. Called? Look at me. Look it's at the camera.
Rise of Skywalker.
Rise of Skywalker. Okay. Which yeah. We don't know if it's going to be Rey, because we don't know if those are the fake stories she got for the parents, or is it going to be Ben going good? What do you think? What do you think before going into it? Who's rising? Which Skywalker? Who is it?
I think it's going to be both of them.
So then both the stories, well, Rey's stories was bullshit. She's a Skywalker. And then Ben's going over to the light side. See, I like that because we've never seen a character from the dark side come over to the light side except Vader at the very end.
That's what I'm saying. With this being the last one, I think that would be epic.
Is it though? Is it the last one? With the fucking money they're making, they're saying they're taking a little break. You know there's going to be another fucking trilogy 10 years from now. You know that.
And I would be extremely happy.
But hold on. Do you, close to our childhood, don't you have a problem with the fucking Emperor being brought back just to sell tickets? Why is the Emperor back, man? That's not good.
Man, you know, it's almost like the whole Jar Jar Binks thing. Like, they tried to, like, do something to it to bring it. We'll see how it is until I watch it. But I was thinking this may be the movie that I go to by myself.
All time.
So, you know, I always go. I didn't buy tickets yet because, again, you know, my schedule has been really crazy. I wasn't even supposed to be around.
I didn't either. I'm going to go during, like, the break in between. But I'm going to, you know me, I go.
But I usually get tickets, like, the first two nights because the first nights, you know, you get the hype. It goes through. You know, you're just like, oh my gosh, you know, it's Star Wars, and you hear the music, and like, and then the second night's when you get to sit back and actually really take in the movie, like without the excitement, you always catch so much more. But I'm thinking one of these movies I'm going to go to by myself, and because I told you I've never been to a movie by myself, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I'm not saying it's the best. Embarrassing.
I do it all the time.
I know a lot of people who do it, and it's just something I've never done, and it's on my bucket list to do. And I was thinking, you know, Star Wars is dear to me. Everybody knows that. I mean, I have Star Wars shirts, I have Star Wars everything.
You're a fanboy. You're a Star Wars fanboy.
So I think I'm going to go see it by myself.
Well, I'm glad you're trying something new as we head into 2020. Continuing 2019 in the holidays as we mix up Strictly Diggly and B-Lo and Tiga Topical. It's going back and forth here. We're jumping around. So stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Let me ask you this. Obviously, as you know, well documented, I'm in a relationship now. So this is one of the times of the year I have to go holiday shopping on my own for my girlfriend or people, or now we have to go together, right? Because she wants to know what people close to my life like as she gets to know them. I need to know people close to her life if I get them gifts, whatever. We're figuring out like what we need to buy for cooking or the holidays and stuff. So we spent last Saturday of all days, a Saturday, going from store to store. Where, again, we're in a relationship, so I think it's the timing is whatever it is, what it is. When do you think it's okay, because I know you like to position this, to buy something for someone if you were just maybe just starting to date, casually dating? And also, at what point is it serious enough to come together during the holidays so much so that not only are you meeting relatives of each other, but you're actually planning gifts and cooking and stuff? Like, crossing okay. that line, what is your opinion on that? Second.
What's can you say the first question again? I wasn't following. When do you buy gifts for somebody?
Yeah, how long do you have to be dating during the holidays? Like, what point would you have to start a dating to actually buy holiday gifts for each other?
I don't think there's a time period.
Well, here's my thing. If you started dating December 1st,
you still should get somebody something. I think I'm the type of person these days, I have been for a while. I like to get little gifts here and there. You know, you go away on a trip, you bring back a little trinket, you give it to somebody or something just to say you were thinking of them. So the holidays, I think it's appropriate. I mean, again, granted, what are you going to buy them? There may be a scale on what you're going to buy them based upon the level of the relationship at the time. But it doesn't necessarily mean that if you start dating December 1st, you don't get them a little something. I mean, you don't have to go all out and give them 5.2 billion gifts, but you can give them a little couple things to show some appreciation and bring some cheer and happiness into their life.
But some women, though, regardless of even the age, they take that seriously. Like, oh, we got gifts during the holidays. We're more serious than what we are. They do.
Well, I have a philosophy. If you shoot for the end will come, right? So always shoot for happiness. You just start meeting someone December 1st, 2019. Say, hey, when we go to Christmas on December 2025, it's not overzealous. It's not overreaching. It's, I have some positive, you know, outlook on the relationship. Now, that makes sense. Going to buy gifts, I think cooking and baking together, you can do that anytime because that's something you guys do and it's sharing. It's a bonding experience. Doesn't necessarily mean that you only have to do it for the holidays. You can cook and
bake. But that's for each other.
Meals and stuff.
If you're doing this now for like relative get-togethers.
I don't think you should bring, like, and we talked about this before. If you have small children, right, younger children, like under like, I would say like 16 where they don't get it. I don't think you should bring anyone around your child unless you know that there's a potential for them, or not a potential, but you have a strong inclination or high likelihood that they're going to be around for a period of time, right? Meaning they're not going to, because I don't think kids should see people come and go out of people's lives. And I don't think you should bring anyone around like your family and stuff like that unless they're going to be, it depends on what's going on. Serious as well. You know what I mean? Like it's,
that's once on more serious. You're bringing them around family.
I bet you like December 15th, would I bring you to a family Christmas party? Probably not. Unless you had some hardship and you just say you moved close to me and you were by yourself and your family was on the other side of the country or something and you needed a place to go, sure. Like then you can, you know, then it's, not going to say it's an easy sell, but it makes sense to bring someone like that because I've been to places where people brought friends that were by themselves because they were there for school, for example, or for work and they just got a new job and they had nowhere to go. So they just brought them to their family's house so they were able to enjoy the holidays and have a meal and not be alone. You follow what I was saying there?
I do follow you. So how do you do, or have you done it? What's your opinion on? How is Pilo shopping with a woman, whether you're casual or serious or not, during the holidays? This is something I didn't really do in the past. It was a casual here and there because we were at the mall during that time of the year. But to actually shop with the intent to buy stuff for relatives or each other or just like knocking stuff off the list, that was relatively new for me. But how do you feel about shopping together during the holidays? Because let me tell you this. She and I know each other really well now through that shopping. Like I know that we're both pretty good with money and like we plan what things we need to get. Like she has a list in her head. Me, I think I talked about this on the podcast. Dude, I get clothes twice a year. I get my warm weather clothes and my cold weather clothes. I have a list in my head. That's all I get. I don't grab shit off the shelves. I'm not spontaneous. Like same for the holidays. I know what I'm getting for so-and-so and I go in and I get it and I go. She is good with money and thinking like that too, but she likes to, you know, get stuff and think about things. And by the time we hit like the fourth place, she said to me, I could tell by the look in your face, like you're done at this point. No ill will, no argument. She got that off of me. I got that off of her. So we're kind of reading each other's body language.
Shopping in general can be stressful with people and stuff like that. And again, it depends. I mean, sometimes you walk around and you find something that somebody may like. I mean, sometimes it's good to have an idea. Shopping together, I'm really not certain I follow the depth of the question you're looking for. If you're together in a relationship, you do things together. If you go back to what I talked about, my whole viewpoint on, are you buying gifts like from each other to give to somebody? Like we spoke about that on episode number such and such. But.
Well, what I was getting at is that for me, and maybe I didn't give enough detail earlier, it delves into the patience of being in a relationship. Like that tests the patience to get to know each other. Like I think you have to know that person somewhat well, they have to know you somewhat well to actually spend a day shopping, regardless if it's for holiday or not. No different than going on a vacation together. Like people put a lot of weight on being on vacation. I got to see that shopping together, we've done it a few times, wasn't testing our relationship, but we got to see different sides of each other. I think my advice to anyone out there that's part of Strictly Dickly, if you're about to get into a serious relationship, you're heading down that, spend some time shopping together and see how you both react, getting things off the shelf, driving, waiting for a parking spot, fucking driving around the mall and picking things off the shelf, returning things, which we both have done, and interacting with people. Also, the same thing I've noticed, the way you and I put a lot of weight into somebody, how they react to like wait staff at a restaurant, no different how they treat someone behind the counter that's ringing them up or exchanging
something. Yeah, no, absolutely. No, because again, it's a busy season. People are stressed. They have a lot going on. They can't, you know, again, they can, you know, they can be pleasant. But I think, honestly, like I had this conversation last night with someone. Not about the shopping. It's about this whole like, meh, just be like, meh, you know, what's going to happen? Like if, you know, you have to spend an extra 5 minutes looking for a parking spot, a park further down the street. Like as long as something gets in damaged or whatever, like why? Problem is everybody's in such a rush now.
Yes.
They take away from the moment of what you're actually doing. Like you're supposed to be out in this instance, you're supposed to be out Christmas shopping to buy gifts. It's supposed to be a happy time, enjoy the music, enjoy this. And people are all stressed out, pissed off because the line's long and this, you know what? Like just accept that the line's long, stand there and wait and do something constructive with yourself. If you can have a conversation with the person you're with and get to know them. You know, these are all the little things. Like if people like lived this life a little bit differently and took a little different perspective on it, people would be much kinder. Like, who cares? Like, again, you're shopping. You know you're going out shopping. You know it's the Christmas. It's like the people who sit here and complain about the cold and the shoveling and stuff like that, right? You know,
you know where you live.
You've been living there for how many years? It happens.
No, but I like that take on the shopping. Like, relationship stuff aside, you're right. Remember why you're there. Your intent is to go do something good, to buy something for someone.
Yes, but if you're with somebody like you just said, it goes back with what you're saying. Take that extra time instead of standing in line, being impatient, saying, "Oh my God, we gotta go! Oh my God, we gotta go!" Get to know them. Yeah. Play a little word game. Play something like this. Play a question game. Get to know them and do stuff like that. That's all the things that build a particular bond, right? So take the time to do that. Like it's a matter of being able to channel your stuff to do that.
Well, she and I, speaking of, you know, how we did shopping, we went Black Friday shopping and we just did this past Saturday for holiday shopping too. And we're going to do one more. We're going to buy stuff that we're going to cook for Christmas Eve for the families and stuff. But we got to know each other really well through that. That was a really good bonding experience. I like to say anytime I've gone shopping on my own, maybe sometimes I've been one of those people short tempered in a rush, things to do with her. I keep on saying it. She's like taming the beast on almost every level for me. I was not worked up. Like towards the end of like, we've been doing it for a few hours. I'm like, I was kind of getting like a little bit tired, but no, I think there's a good balance there. But like you were just saying, she and I now being in the car, listening to holiday music, I know what her favorite songs are. She's that type of person that likes to sing to every song, let alone the holiday song. Like she retains music the way I retain movies or sports shit. It's kind of cute and it's endearing the way she would sing to every holiday song, whatever came on the fucking radio. I never drove around listening to fucking holiday music and going, hey, I'm enjoying my fucking Black Friday shopping. But now I have a reason to enjoy that. So that's where I'm at as far as that stuff goes.
No, that's good. Well, you know, it's good. And I hope other people have that same type of thing.
So with that said, I did a podcast that's going up I can't say. It's going to go up yesterday when this airs, so it'll be up on Wednesday. Real quick, because I want to do some – I like doing this with you, these quick things, because this is not rehearsed at all. Hit or misses, your top whatever, and I like throwing it to you and getting your first reaction. And I think whatever comes to your mind is probably the go-to. So I want to try a few things. And again, I'm surprising you with this, but it's going to tie into the year-end wrap-up. 2019. One hell of a year. So I'm going to throw a couple things off. What was your favorite movie? Go.
Oh, shit.
Come on. Whatever comes to your head first, we're going to go with, even if it isn't your favorite. Come on. You didn't see a lot. It could be Netflix. Could be in theaters. What'd you see at home? I know you went to see Knives Out, at least.
Knives Out wasn't my favorite movie. I'm trying to think of all the things I watched. There's so many good things I watched this year. I Love You, Not Die.
That was a documentary, though. Come on. In theaters, what was your favorite movie?
I didn't go to the theaters that much this year. Did I?
You watch movies. You have Netflix. We've talked about movies on here, the podcast. Endgame?
I haven't seen Endgame yet.
I thought you sat down. You sent me the fucking 4K intro, didn't you?
That was Star Wars.
I thought you did for Endgame, too.
Oh, I started to watch Endgame and then I got distracted.
Aquaman?
Didn't see that.
Wow, you fucked up this year big time. This kind of, why I want to go down this road, because you used to be right up there with me as far as movies goes, at least for comic book ones. Holy shit. Joker.
Nope.
You didn't see Joker?
No.
So that's it. Knives Out is your favorite movie by default, because that's the only fucking movie you saw this year.
I watched a lot of stuff. I want to go see Joker.
All right, something else. You know, again, I'm going to keep this going, because you have different taste in music. What was your favorite song this year?
Oh, damn.
What were you playing in your head, playing at the gym, playing in the car? What were you singing over and over again?
My music varies. It's
I know.
A technical, techno song, and those go like cyclical,
give it to me.
Right? Every few months. So it's a matter of what I like, what has a beat that catches. Right?
What are you playing over and over again, though? Did you go to a couple concerts this year? Did you go to anything? Yeah, you went. You were down here when I saw you. You went to Zach Brown.
The only one I went to this year, like I said, my whole concert, like this year to me has been a very, very good year, but I didn't do a lot of the things that I usually do.
Like, so would you say
with the concerts,
a Zach Brown?
The only concert I went to song? See was to see the Zach Brown Band.
Yeah,
and that turned out to be, it was a great concert. Just turned out to be one crazy fucking night at the end of the night because of some psycho.
So is there a Zach Brown song that stands out? Did they? I don't know the band enough. They put out new material. I don't know. There was anything.
Yeah,
that
they did. They did the new album. They did the new song. I can't even think of the name of it right now.
Man, you are struggling. You're 0 for 2 right now. All right, you like this one. Because this isn't new. This could just be all time. And you may have an answer right away. What was your favorite food this year?
I mean, my favorite food is the always time. It's the same thing all the time. Sushi.
I figured it would be sushi. I knew you could easily answer that, because if we go back to the early podcast, it's you talking about the best sushi you ever had. Are you doing it right now?
No. I have to go for sushi. I'm due for sushi.
All right. I'm going to keep it going. This isn't like a topic. Now at this point,
sushi. I was going to ask your opinion on something.
What? This is dead air right now.
No, maybe I'll ask you after. Do you want to know something I saw? So I went down, of course I was away again and I was on the beach. Did you see my pictures of the volleyball players?
I did. How is this relevant to the podcast?
I don't know. Go ahead. I was going to ask your opinion on something, because I want to go for sushi this week, because I was invited to a Christmas lunch
mm-hmm.
for some people that I do work with
mm-hmm.
down in your neck of, not your neck of the woods, but I have to leave my country again.
Come to my country.
I've been living my life traveling lately. And I was invited to a Christmas lunch down where I used to live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the best and the worst time of year, because I love getting invited to these holiday things, right? I got invited to a holiday thing in, you know, Florida that I went down to. I got invited to a holiday thing at other places that I wasn't able to make. So I really enjoy doing that type of stuff. But the problem is just all you do is like eat and drink.
Eat, I'm drink.
Drink to excess.
I know, but it's tough though.
Wine and you, it's very tough. It's very tough. And speaking of which, I went to Florida. I went to the Bees game. That was great. Can I tell you something? It was cheaper for me to go.
You're all over the place. Game.
Anyway, so I got invited. See, now it was like half of these stories.
Let me reel it back in. You got invited to a place that's back in my country, but not quite my neck of the woods. And
yes.
I don't know if I doubt I've been to that sushi place you're about to name.
I want area. No, but the sushi place is on the way back, and I want to go have sushi. Do I just like go by myself? Do I invite?
Yeah, go get the sushi. So we keep this going. The audience actually give a shit about what the fuck you're talking about.
Find someone that I know would appreciate the Christmas. No, like would
just,
appreciate
just,
having.
Just food. Go alone.
Would you let me finish my question, Jesus?
The fucking audience doesn't care about this. You got to keep it topical.
I want your opinion on it.
Yes, I think you should knock out two things, because in 2020, come back and say, Bilo went to the movies by himself. Bilo, you got sushi by yourself before, though. You've done that. You sent me pictures. You're like, this place, right, you used to live in that place. This place right down the street. You just would go and go get the fucking sushi.
No, I don't think I've ever gone by myself.
Well, then that's if you had that much sushi with somebody else at the fucking bar, then you have a fucking obesity problem. Because there was a fucking shit ton of sushi.
Yeah, because I just said I didn't go by myself. I don't think I've gone by myself.
But I just thought you eat a lot of sushi because you just put it there. I thought I just got this. I thought you went by yourself. All right, so knock off your list. You go to the fucking movies by yourself and you go to sushi.
I've eaten out by myself a ton of times. I pulled up to a bar. But I was just thinking, is it polite for me to say to somebody that I have no desire to talk to or hang out with, hey, I know you like sushi. Do you want to go for sushi?
Not if you're going to fucking want to sit with them and not talk to them and be bored. There's a reason why you don't hang out with them.
It's a nice Christmas gesture.
I think. Are you going to pay?
A Christmas gesture. Yeah.
That's what they're probably going to say. Are you paying? Some people do that. How do you feel about that, by the way? Whether you're close with somebody or not, how do you feel with the, are you treating? Are you paying? Is it on you? How do you feel about that response? Because you're a giver like me. But when somebody has the balls to do that, I don't know. It's hit or miss for me, depending on the person.
Well, it depends on the delivery. I think if someone says, hey, listen. Because I've had people say that to me before, and how they phrase it is, hey, I said, hey, do you want to go out for dinner? Or, you know, like I told you before we talked about this, like, hey, let me take you out for dinner or something like that. Or, hey, I'd like to take you to dinner or something. But I've had people say, hey, do you want to go and have dinner? And they say, I really can't because I have to pay for Christmas gifts this week or something like that. If they say something like that, I'd be like, hey, if I really want to go, I'll be like, hey, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it this time.
Yeah.
Just so they know the expectations there and, you know, that they don't have to pay and they can just, you know, order what they want. Isn't that? And then they would have to order, listen. And then there's also the type of people who know you're going to pay and they go and get the, like, I don't care about the most expensive thing on the list. Here's the context, right? Because when I go out to places, if I know somebody else is paying, reimbursed or whatever, I have one mindset. I order like I would pay for it myself. Mm-hmm. Meaning, if I'm going to go here, I'm not going to get the most expensive thing on the menu because somebody else is paying for it for me. I'm getting the most expensive thing on the menu because if I were to come here by myself, that's what I would order.
I agree. I like
that's
that.
That's a philosophy I have. And I think a lot of people, once they find out somebody else is paying, then they're like, hey, whatever, whatever. And like I've always said to you before, you always make sure that you can cover your own bill. Wherever you go out with people, whatever. Outside of the scenario I just talked to, if someone says, hey, let me take you because I know you're having a hardship, that's a little different story. But you never go out with somebody in order to where you can pay.
Not only that.
If they were to say, if the push comes to shove, you say, hey, I only had this and this, and this is what I'm paying for. See you, bye.
But because you got to see me react to people when they did not pay their part of the fucking bill. You know how I feel about that. Because I have no problem treating someone, but the balls to say, oh, you make X amount of dollars, so you should be paying for me. I will go across the street and fucking
shake
you down.
Yeah, I don't get, listen, I don't get into that. I don't, yeah, it's I treat people, I'm very generous and I'll do that. But like, if somebody expects me to do something, then yeah.
Hence why that we haven't seen that person since. But also when money in hand, you know, I'm big on that. We always joke about a Lance that always pays his debts. When I got something like a sporting event or ticket, you greet me with money in fucking hand. If I am getting a ticket for somebody you're vouching for, give me their fucking money.
Money in hand. I'm going to pay you ahead of time because no one's going
to even better. But if you are asking me to get tickets for somebody you know, their person, then motherfucker, if that person fucking backs out, doesn't have their money, it's on you. You pay me and then you go chase them down. Them's is the rules. That's another thing that I no longer do anymore as a part of 2020.
Did you just say them's is the rules?
Yes. So, real quick, as we wrap up 2019, I'm going to fire this off to you, all right? And I want your take on how this is going to end. Because this is more of a local thing, being Boston guys. Well, you in another country, but still have ties to Boston. One, the Patriots. Will they or won't they win the Super Bowl this year?
No.
Bruins. Will they be in the Stanley Cup and will they win the Stanley Cup?
They'll be in the Stanley Cup 50-50 on winning.
Boston Celtics. I know basketball's not your thing. They're a pretty good team, but all the LeBron and the Lakers, where do you think the Celtics are going to be?
I hope the Celtics fall into the earth and burn.
What the fuck? Last but not least, even though it's going to be going to next year, I don't know if you've heard, but I rebuild on the podcast that's going up tomorrow morning. This will be going up on Thursday, that the Red Sox are negotiating with the Dodgers to trade away Mookie Betts. I thought he was going to be the face of the team. The next David Ortiz after Nomar, there was like a transition from Nomar to Poppy to him. With him gone, the way the team's fucking rebuilding, they got high money contracts, they're too high, too low. What do you think 2020 has in store for the Boston Red Sox? Where are they going to end up?
They will get into the playoffs. That's it.
That's it?
Yep.
All right, B-Lo. Last but not least, 2019, I started off the year, and I'm going to get a little sentimental here. I started off the year in a really dark place. I started off the year depressed for everything I went through in 2018. You were the first person, and I'll say here live on the podcast, so listen to the audience because I'm a man of my word and I'm very honest. You were one of the first people to encourage me to date. You got me on the apps. We turned into a fun bit. You and I had fun. Never would have thought that I would meet, I have to say at this point, the love of my life off of that, doing that with you. Someone who's completely different than I've ever met, that I've ever dated before, that puts up with my shit, that brings a part of me that I never knew I didn't have. Like, people talk about that missing piece, but I feel balanced now. But if we didn't do that, if you didn't encourage me to get out of that fucking dark pit, if you didn't agree to be my co-host, if you didn't come here to talk to me, if you didn't encourage me to do the bits and swipe, I won't be where I am now, not just from meeting her, but where I am today. So I want to say to you, because I don't say this often, thank you for what you did for me in 2019. Thank you for your contribution to the Tea Podcast. Thank you for being my friend. And thank you for even going to see you like once or twice a year. I hope we do more of this in 2020. I would love to do the podcast sitting together. I like to blow this up more, do more. My commitment to you is I'm going to get better at this. I know you are, because I think we have something here. It's fun. We do have people out there. We're growing. We'll get better at it. I'll get better at it. But it starts with this. I think it starts with our foundation as being boys, as long as we have, being ball busters and being as close as we are. So thank you, B-Lo, the co-host, for being the best co-host and one of my closest and bestest friends, even though I don't see you enough at first.
Well, you see me on the camera now. Well, thank you very much for extending your gratitude. And I would like to say thank you as well for you being you.
And to me. We will work on whatever her name's going to be, for Mermaid for now, getting into Star Wars, at least fucking making peace with you.
We'll no, it's good. We next year we'll have to do the podcast. We'll work in some editing skills. I'll help you with the editing. We'll just have to make some more dedicated time to this to get some good things going and blow it up, have some guests and also some additional fun things.
Yeah, we will have guests. We'll do more like the list. We'll do some sound effects. We will get a little more structured. We're going to share more on social media. We're going to blow it out. I know a few things I want to do with that. But the Tea Podcast with B-Lo and B-Lo the co-host and Tea will be something special. But I like that. I like that I'm able to do my thing on my own and come here and have the rapport. It feels like I'm kind of running two podcasts, but it feels all the same under the Tea umbrella, which is good. So 2020 is going to be a bang-up year. With that said, anything else before Hans Zimmer comes in that you want to share for 2019 or your expectations for 2020?
I would like to say, but it is kind of early, I would like to say thank you. It's been a great year for me as well. I've become more relaxed.
Yeah.
It's good. I'd like to say thank you and happy holidays to you, to everybody who listens, and to everybody out there. And I'm looking forward to a happy 2020. That's it. I'm very simple today. I'll give you my accolades in person. And yes, we do have to get together. You can come up here. I'll come down there. We almost had the chance to do it last weekend or the weekend before, but
it's close.
We you know, a little better planning. Our paths are crossed.
All right. Well, Hans is coming in. With that being said,
hi, Hans. Thank you for a great year.
Thank you for sending us off, Hans. All right, brother. Happy New Year. Happy holidays. We'll pick this
happy
back
New
up.
Happy New Year. Catch you on the other side. 2020 with the new improved show.
See you in 2020.